as the Messiah, fulfilling the prophecy and marking the beginning of his passion. Just as we read earlier, it was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along the way. We participate by carrying these palm branches inside the church together. This symbolizes the victory, peace, and triumph. This is why the palms are blessed beforehand. They have a significance of what Palm Sunday represents. It's just not a palm to wave around. And yes, save these for next year, please, as you can use these for Shrove Tuesday, and we will burn them as we have a ceremony, burning of the ashes, and that makes the ashes for Ash Wednesday. That is also a participation of walking with Jesus. Now, the second gospel we heard is a solemn passion gospel. It highlights the same crowd that was joyous, now is not joyous. They demanded his death. How quickly someone can change their mind in an instant because someone told them something else. This covers the betrayal, trial, and crucifixion. Each gospel is unique in its own writing, and Matthew comes close to Mark, except for a few explicit references. Pilate's wife counsels her husband. In verse 19, while Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message: "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." Did he listen? No. Pilate, washing his hands. Think of that, just washing your hands. Think of it in a different context, in verse 24. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but instead an uproar was starting, he took the water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." He washed his hands and put it on somebody else without taking any. We have cosmic events when Jesus dies. Yes, we are aware that the curtain tears top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open, and the bodies of the holy people who had died were now raised. See, Matthew's Jesus is active, yet reveals the disciples' weakness and failures in some parts, despite their preparation Jesus had from day one, like Judas and Peter. Interesting contrast in this gospel story is when the centurion and those with him were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened. They were terrified and said, "Surely, truly, he was the Son of God." They awakened and realized what was in front of them. In our tradition, the day has deep roots. As we experience this full and sudden turn of events throughout this week's scripture, the tone and our commitment to the life and teachings of Jesus are evident. It is the teachings of scripture starting today through all of this week into the Easter Vigil. We are being taught. We are to listen. This helps us prepare spiritually on humility to serve and peace, and to remind us to model Jesus and the virtues that he has taught us. They are not virtues just to be said from a definition in a dictionary. They are to have action plans. His triumph of victory over death reminds us of hope and redemption that this week represents. In us participating, and participating fully, not half, but fully opening up to the processions, the hymns, the talking, we engage and connect not only with the scriptures, but with each other in the community. This will enable us to reflect on the significance of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem and reflect on and be encouraged with the anticipation of hope. If we fully engage, then our understanding of Jesus' faith will deepen. It will enable us to connect with other people. We will encounter the spirituality that will just pour out of us that we won't even realize is happening until the person in front of us is completely lifted. And it builds the body of Christ. I have a few friends from around the world, and I and them were checking in with each other, and especially as Holy Week was coming. I love hearing from them. It's joyous. They are very special to me, as I am to them. Even when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I get a text message, depending on their time zone, I respond to it, I listen to it, and times I'll be like, yeah, I'll text you when I get up a couple hours from now. And sometimes at that moment, depending on what the text is, I will get up and respond with them if it's a deep, prayerful text coming at 2 in the morning. One of my friends in southern Malawi is a priest. He has given me permission to share this with you as I was talking with him yesterday. His congregation has 2 services, one similar to ours in the Anglo aspect, and the other in their tradition, in their language, Chichewa. 2 different services for 2 different ways of living. And he is the one priest with the team. So as this week became during the Lenten season, he was holding something called the Way of the Cross. And there's prayers for each week that they are to share together. He was encouraged with what he was seeing. He was encouraged by the faith, by the openness, the community coming alive. Through these gatherings, it's being together in fellowship, sharing each other's joys and sharing each other's struggles. He is also encouraged and reflected on how the people with helping each other, they are growing stronger in faith and unity, even when their suffering takes place. I've only been there for a short while, but I can only imagine living every single day and understanding that suffering that I cannot imagine every single day, and I'm not sure a lot fully understand what his suffering is compared to what we think is suffering. The challenges that he has to take place, I can only walk with him and pray with him and be with him. And this Holy Week was allowing all of that reflection of Palm Sunday to be a joyous occasion and share with the congregations that he is leading. What it does is it's the body of Christ. It's that unity. We are all believers, whether I'm here and he is there. We are one, the unity and the body, sharing in this extraordinary event. In remembering teachings of Jesus, it magnifies the voices to be heard. This should help us resist being preoccupied as if those that had Jesus crucified of our own positions, our own status, our own money, and invite us to notice those whose voices are crying and those who may be silently crying. We are to listen. Remembering, participating in, and engaging in this practice together allows us to hear Jesus' anguish on the cross for the gospel proclaimed, as it was recorded by the pilgrim Egeria. How many of you heard of pilgrim Egeria? Okay, here you go. I'll give you a little bit. Pilgrim Egeria witnessed and wrote about her personal experience of her journey to the holy places from Palm Sunday through the Easter Vigil in the 4th century. Yet Palm Sunday's full observance wasn't generally accepted until about the 12th century, centuries ago. This is a historical and spiritual resource that provides a firsthand account of early Christian practices. Her work is intriguing to liturgists for the way she describes her personal encounters. Her manuscripts are written in Latin. Her keen observations and her detailed accounts of what she saw and felt, all of which are crucial for the development and worship of liturgy today. Some of what the traditions are, we are participating in with what happened and took place in her walk in the 4th century. An amazing glimpse into that early Christianity and the tradition of pilgrimages. Her writings are a true testament to enduring faith and spirit. The real presence of God in places and time and people. Pilgrim Egeria was courageous and prayerful, and her strength of faith and persevering a tradition for the love of Christ. So much so that she's willing to walk and to learn and to seek and to kneel before these mysteries as a woman in the fourth century. If she is willing to go that extra mile to learn and grow in her faith, why can't we? When we experience Christ leading us through our own suffering, we will gain a new understanding of forgiveness and the life of resurrection to come. So let Palm Sunday and this week begin opening up our hearts even more than what we think we can give without realizing it, to follow Jesus and his mission to share with everyone that we encounter. Holy Week is something to participate in, to listen, to walk with, to learn from. And you will grow spiritually if you fully engage and allow Christ and follow God. Amazing work can be done for the mission of the church. Amen.